Amen. Well, praise God for all of you. We're going to go before the Father in prayer this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for what you are doing in our lives this and every day, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning, for us to know that you are God and God all alone. Lord, we welcome you to this place, and we just ask that you have your way on this call, Father. We thank you so much for the host that's going to come after and lead this call. We thank you for the speaker, oh God, that's going to bring a word straight from the throne room that is going to impact our lives, that's going to enhance and enrich and empower us as believers. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International. Father, we thank you because they said yes to you. We thank you because they were obedient to your call. But most of all, we thank you for the provisions that allow us to have for us to be part of this telecommunications sanctuary. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family that said yes to you as well. And although things may have looked great, women a little bit oblique on their side, they trusted in you, oh God, and because of that, Artists International is one of the biggest health and wellness companies, oh God. We thank you for each and every member that is on this line under the sound of my voice. I ask, God, that you cover them with the blood of Jesus, Lord. Watch over them in their coming and their goings with their family members and those who are around them. And Father, we touch and agree right now that there will be no hindrances on this line. There will be no distractions on this line. There will be no drama. No calls, no disconnects, no static. Satan, you have been placed on notice, and there is no part of you on this call. So we just thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that this call will have clarity and it will be unhindered. And Lord, we just know that there's so many things that we stand in need of prayer of. But Father, we just want to take time and just say thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. Master's Call family, you have a day filled with Jesus' joy. I am now turning this call over to our host. Are you there?
I sure am. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn. This is Bonita. Can you hear me? Hello, Minister LaShawn?
I'm still here. Minister Bonita?
Minister LaShawn, can you hear me?
Yes, Minister Bonita, I can hear you right now loud and clear.
Awesome. I don't know. I tell you, the devil is a lie. I've been sitting here. Hello, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Thank you so much. I can hear you. Take it away, sis.
All right. Thank you so much for spiritually greeting and seating our members that faithfully join in with your Jesus joy in your voice and your thankful Thursday. So we do appreciate as you sat each and every one of our guests in the telecommunications sanctuary. My name is Bonita Cates, and I'm here in New Jersey, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. We wish you the warmest of kingdom's greetings as we begin our day. We celebrate him with reverence and honor because we have appreciated this call since it was founded October 25, 2010, by two awesome women of God. That's Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is the Ambassador of Artists International, and she is such an awesome woman, and I just love her dimples, and she knows that. She is such a leader, and we just a mentor and a mother to some, and she is an auntie and a grandmother for sure. So we do appreciate her. And our other woman of God is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle, who will definitely boot you out the nest when it's time for you to fly and allow you to spread your wings and reach bounds that you probably never thought you could reach. So these two women of God have put this call in place, and we do appreciate that we can come to this telecommunications sanctuary and hear the word that's going to be given to us by an awesome man. This is going to enrich, enhance, and empower you as believers as you begin your day, because it is so important to begin the day in prayer, as Minister LaShawn did that for us. And we will end this call in prayer. But, you know, it is very important that you use that being thankful throughout this day and just the littlest things. Be thankful for those littlest things, and because God has so many awesome things for you individually. He knows your needs. The missions, our scripture that we stand on is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. You saw and you heard what Minister LaShawn just did for us. Can someone mute their phone for us as we are just introducing and we're about to hear the words? We want to make sure that we hear the word clearly. I'm going to give you some information after we hear the word of God from this awesome man, the replay number. But for right now, please jot this down. This is very important. We have a new email address. It's info@themasterscall.net. Now, if you have something that you want to share on this call, or you want to be a greeter, or you want to do some praying, please send us that information, and one of our leaders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or Minister Robin, will get back with you, because we are welcoming new members to this call. We are excited about what God is putting in your spirit and little nudges that he's doing for you, and we're just excited to hear that you want to join us. Also, you can use that email address if you have any prayer requests or praise reports that you want to share. We always want to hear what God is doing in your life. So use that email, info@themasterscall.net. We also have a website, themasterscall.net. Now, that is also new, themasterscall.net. But it has a plethora. It has a lot of information on that website. You can go through it. You can share it with someone that is feeling a little down and out in their spirit, or someone that's also just as happy as a lark and just wants to, you know, just relish in the Word of God, because all of the messages that have been on this call since the inception 2010 are on that website. So you can go there and share it with someone, and please feel free to pass it on and be a minister in the marketplace. We have an awesome, awesome thing that's going on, how to make $90,000 in 90 days. Yes, $90,000 in 90 days. It's called the 90K 90-Day Program. Now, I reached out to one of the founders last night just to make sure I was correct. They have made it even easier. Yes, easier. They have developed a YouTube website, a YouTube. All you have to do is go to YouTube and look for 90K 90 days. You can go there and you can just listen to that information. It's presented by one of our platinum presidents, China Bethley, B-E-T-H-L-E-Y. Okay, so when you'll see a number of websites or a number of YouTube videos, but this is the official one, 90K 90 days. YouTube. Go there, look at the program, and get back to the person that suggested for you to go to that YouTube. Also, we have a family affair going on in Orlando, Florida, artistempowermentconference.com. Now, today we have gone into, we're outside of the early bird special, but we are still very happy about what's going to happen at this particular conference. It's artistempowermentconference.com. Go there, get that information, get your room. All that information is on the website. So you want to make sure that you get on board and get those numbers in, because these men are putting on a powerful, 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 the kings of artists are putting this together, and they're putting on something very powerful for the community. I want to make sure I get all of this out of the way before I bring forth the man of God that's going to feed us this morning. I'm going to give you some numbers after he comes on, some numbers for the call after this one. But Pastor Glenn John is a friend of mine. I see him at the warehouse. He's got an awesome book. He is just full of information about one of our premier products, flagship products, L'Aviv, and he will tell you his story. But Pastor John was born in the island of Trinidad and Tobago. He attended Duke Street Pentecostal Cathedral Church. He is He was baptized, and he received the gift of the Holy Ghost. In October 1925, he was publicly ordained. He's the founder and pastor of Christ Ambassadors, a church located in Brooklyn, New York. And he was committed to God's cause 20 years ago. He just started preaching and never stopped. He's a husband and a loving father. He's a mentor to so many. He's a minister to all. He has a radio show. He's an author. His hats that he wears are so many. But I'm going to tell you, this Diamond President of Artists International is sold out to God. He has Jesus' joy in his voice, and he definitely is a Lviv testimony. And without saying any more, I'd like to bring to our telecommunication sanctuary, Pastor Glenn John. Sir, are you there?
Could you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pleasant good morning to everyone. I greet Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts. I greet the moderator, the host, and every single person could hear my voice. I greet everyone in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This coming Saturday, May 3rd at 11 a.m., I'll be in South Carolina. I think Artist President Janet Rice is the host at the Stephen Methodist Church. You could always call her or call me for information, but I'll be going to South Carolina tomorrow. And on May 10th of the coming up here, that's the following Saturday, I'll be at the LaGuardia Marriott for a Lviv Convention Health and Wellness Symposium, May 10th, at the Marriott Courtyard at the New York LaGuardia Airport. It's in the back office. Look for details. However, today I want to share with you a message entitled, the message is entitled today, and it's a very simple message, sharing your life message. Everyone have a message. Regardless if you know it or not, you are a walking message. The question is, what is the message you want to let people know that you are sending? The Bible says in the first epistle of John, chapter 5 and verse 10, all who believe in the Son of God know in their hearts that this testimony is true. Those who don't believe this are actually calling God a liar. Those who don't believe this are actually calling God a liar because they don't believe what God has testified about his Son. Oh, praise God. Father, Lord, bless your word this morning and take this word and let it resonate in the hearts of man. Oh, God, take the glory. Anoint me to speak in Jesus' name. Amen. God has given you a life message to share. When you became a believer, you became God's messenger. Actually, you became a Christ ambassador. God wants to speak to the world through you. Paul said, we speak the truth before God as messengers of God. You may feel you don't have anything to share, but I come to tell someone something this morning but that's the enemy trying to keep you silent. You have a storehouse of experience that God wants to use you to bring others into his family. The Bible says, those who believe in the Son of God have the testimony of God in them. So your life message today should be four parts. Each one of us should concentrate on number one. Number one says the story of how you began a relationship with Christ. To share your testimony about your experience with Christ, how it all started. I heard Gotti Gotti from Jamaica was a gunman, and he says that he came home that morning after doing all the bad things in the night, wine woman and song and robbing people. And he says he tried to go to sleep because he lived with his grandmama, but the TV, Jimmy Swaggart was preaching. And every time he took it off, the TV came back on until he can't take it no more. And there's where he found Jesus. There's where the relationship began with him, a gunman that is saved today and is a preacher. Number two, your life lessons, the most important lessons God has taught you. What has God taught you today? Yes, my friends. Number three, your godly passion, the issues God shaped you to care about most. And number four, the good news, the message of salvation. Peter tells us that we were chosen by God to do his work and speak out for him. Oh, praise God. To do his work and speak out for him, to tell others all of the night and day difference. Oh, my God, he made for you. This is the essence of witnessing, simply sharing your personal experience regarding the Lord. In a courtroom, can I tell you something? Am I speaking to someone this morning? In every courtroom, a witness is not expected to argue a case. He's not expected to prove the truth or to press for a verdict. That's the job of an attorney. A witness simply reports what happened to them or what they have seen. That is why Jesus said, you will be my witnesses. You will be my witness, not my attorney. We are not the attorney for Jesus. We are the witnesses for him. He wants you to share your story with others. My friends, I'm telling you the truth right now. He wants us to share our story. There is no other story like yours. So only you can share it, my friends. If you don't share it, it will be lost forever. You may not be a Bible scholar this morning, but you are the authority on your life. You have the authority in your life. And it's not hard to argue with your personal experience. Actually, your personal testimony is more important than a sermon, because unbelievers see pastors like myself as professional salespeople. But they see you, they see us as satisfied customers, satisfied clients of Jesus. So they give you more credibility. Personal stories are also easier to relate to than principles, and people love to hear them. They capture our attention, and we remember them longer and longer for a longer time. Unbelievers would probably lose interest if you start quoting theologians, but they have a natural curiosity about experience they have never had. That is why on six different occasions, Paul used his testimony to share the gospel instead of quoting scripture. Divide it into four parts. What my life was like before I met Jesus. What my life was before I met Jesus. Number two, how I realized I need Jesus. Number three, how I committed my life to Jesus. And number four, the difference Jesus had made in my life. Of course, you have many other testimonies beside your salvation story. So this morning, here's a few questions you should use to jog your memory. What has God taught me before? What have God taught me from my failure? Every time I fail, what is the lesson that I am learning on a daily basis? Number two, I wish I could go in more details. My time is moving. Number two, what has God taught me from the lack of money? This is why Paul tells us he knows what it is to be content. He know what to be halved, abound, and what to be abased. He know when to, how to live with meager and small, and what to live with when he have a lot. That's why he wrote eloquently, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Number three, what has God taught me from pain or sorrows or depression? Number four, what has God taught me through waiting to have patience? Number five, what has God taught me through illness? I can tell you I learned a lesson from when I was diagnosed with cancer and now I'm free from cancer. What is the lesson? The lesson I learned, the principle of eating healthy. Oh, yes, the laws of good health. I learned that God gave us grass, herbs and fruits in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 11. And I learned in verse 29, he says to me, it is food to put nutrients in my body. So now, what did I learn? Will I go back to eat the same old garbage and junk food that I used to eat? No, I got to be sensible to learn something through my illness. Oh, praise God. And number six, what has God taught me from disappointment? So the point to ponder on today with this message is God wants to say something, oh, to the world through me, through you. God is saying, look, I want to say something today, but I want to use you. Oh, yes, my friends, the question to consider right now is that you should ask yourself all day long, as I reflect on my personal story, who does God want me to share it with? And let me pause and leave the spiritual, our lives, and let us get into our academic life. Who does God want us to share our stories to help? We work with a company with the most awesome product. Don't you understand that if we don't get excited about what we have, we cannot share testimonies? Do you understand that we have to go outside there and share it with others so that others know for a fact that it only costs $6.67 to oxygenate your system on a daily basis for 4 to 6 months? $6.67 is 6 ounces of Lviv every single day. What could you possibly purchase with $6.67? I know I can tell you what I cannot purchase. I cannot even buy a Big Mac. I cannot buy a Kentucky meal. I cannot buy a lot of stuff, the Starbucks coffee with a sandwich at Starbucks, that for $6.67. But I can get 6 ounces of 40 micronutrients in my system every single day. That's the message that I am sharing with you today because of my testimony and what this awesome product has done. So somebody else need it, my friends. We have it in our hands to go out and help people. 6 ounces a day is equivalent to 8 bottles a month. And this is how we are lacking today, because we want people to drink it, but you're not even drinking it because you don't even believe it, so you cannot share it. You can go and talk about how this is good and all the different things that you could repeat and read how many books that you want to read, because what good is a sermon if we don't have the experience with Christ, if we're not joyful of Christ? What I'm saying to you this morning, and I'm saying to you eloquently this morning, we have to use it as distributors. We must take care of ourselves to live a healthier life so people could see our experience. And every one of us that use this product for at least 4 to 6 months, you have a testimony. Your mama have a testimony. Sister Ford mama have a testimony. At 92 years of age, don't have Alzheimer's, arthritis, or neither diabetes, because she fed her mama with this drink. So there is a testimony to share with people. People need to hear the testimony. It is better than the books. Thousands of people write books after books about motivating you how to work. We have more people writing books than people to read them. but nothing beats back our experience. That's why we say experience the power five, so that we have it in our hearts today to go out and share God's work and go out and share what we are helping people with at every single moment. There is no, wait a second, there is nothing in the world to stop us. We are unstoppable. We have all the testimonies we need to share testimonies after testimonies, both for Christ and both to help people live a healthier life. Don't you understand that you have a message and we are stifling it? We refuse to tell the message by our testimony because we lack to use the product. Every time you suck your teeth and say, not me and this thing and this other ship and recurring other thing and the thing and they suck your teeth. You are refusing to share a testimony because you are lacking the testimony. You don't have it. And you're only fooling yourself. People can see straight through you. You must use it. 8 bottles every month. 6 ounces a day. And my friends, the cost of it is $6.67. For $6.67, you cannot even put 1,000 units of vitamin C on the marketplace today. It costs $46.50 to get vitamin C in the natural oranges and apples all put together because they have the amount you have to eat. But today, we can get it. Today's message is, and the question is, as I reflect my personal story, who does God want me to share it with? He needs you to share it with someone. Back to the moderator. May God bless you and God take care of you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Glenn John. Please stay with us so that you can give us the benediction. And on this National Day of Prayer, I'd like to bring forth our prayer request. Are you on the line?
I am, Minister Bonita. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you that we come before your throne, that seeking you first in your righteousness and your kingdom on this worldwide day of prayer, O God. We thank you, Father God, that we have one voice and we are united in power. We thank you, O God, that we have the right to call on you and that if we decree it and declare it, Father, we can consider it done in the name of Jesus. So we come today, O God, here on the Master's Call, first of all, thanking you for this opportunity, this divine and appointed hour to be here in this telecommunication sanctuary for every person that dialed in, O God. I speak favor, blessings, and increase in their lives. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for the world's leaders. We pray that they will lead humbly, justly, and unselfishly. And we ask you right now, God, to give them wisdom and strength as they manage the power and resources entrusted to them. God, I pray right now for peace and restoration in conflict zones, oh God. I pray that you would guide the people of Syria, Afghanistan, Venezuela, and Sudan as they rebuild their nations, oh God. I ask right now, Father, that you would draw near to those who are in need. I pray right now for comfort for the families in Malaysia, the Air Flight 370, Father. I pray, Father God, for the Korean Ferry disaster. Father, I just thank you, and I thank you for your provision and your power and that you love us unconditionally. I pray for the hungry and the hopeless and the poor in all communities, Father. Right now, I pray for the world that we would unite together, that you would restore us, that you would heal our lands right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray that as we go through this day, that we will go through this day being bold and being confident as we follow you, O God. I pray that we will be change agents, leaders, and people of influence, Father God, to help those, Father God, who don't know you, Father. I pray that we will be obedient and that we will walk in the power, the praise, and your favor, oh God. I thank you that we are your children, Father. I thank you that favor is on our life. I thank you right now, oh God, that we have success in our life. I thank you right now that the enemy will not triumph over us, Father. I thank you, Father God, that we are yours, Father God, and that we have been truly blessed, Father. I thank you that our lives will make a difference and that we walk into the supernatural blessings that you have in store for us. I decree and declare it, and I thank you for the man of God who poured into us this morning, and I speak increase in his life. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare it to be so. Amen, amen, and amen. Back over to you, Minister Bonita.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for the prayer request on this National Day of Prayer. I want to thank Minister LaShawn for spiritually opening us up and feeding us in this telecommunications sanctuary where we will be thankful this day on this National Day of Prayer. And most definitely, I want to thank our Pastor Glenn John for giving us the word. I also want to give you these important numbers, the playback, so that you can share this with someone. It's 712-432-1085, and it's the same PIN, 957-677-POUND. Immediately following this call is the morning motivational call hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and that number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598-POUND. And we want to wish you an awesome day on this thankful Thursday. This is Bonita Cates, and I will definitely be praying for each and every one of you. Pastor Glenn John, please come back with the benediction.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord, may the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Have a beautiful day today and a better one tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.